Welcome to The Ordinary Show, an ordinary podcast with ordinary guests for ordinary people.
Hi, I'm your host, Cardell. My guest today is Aaron. He's the soda jerk, and I'm so happy to have him on the podcast. I randomly found him on Twitter one day. I saw it, and I'm a big soda guy. I love soda. I drink soda a lot, so when I saw that, I was like, let's talk about soda, because I like soda. So welcome to the show, Aaron.
Howdy. If you want to talk about soda, I'm your guy.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it. Why soda?
So this all happened back in 2008 when we started the site. When the site first started, it was me and a friend of mine, Mike. We used to get together on Fridays, watch anime, and eat pizza. And I happened to go grocery shopping that day, and I told Mike, hey, when I was grocery shopping, I saw a 4-pack of root beer for $8. And that's ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And he's like, well, did you buy it? We have to buy it. And I said, no. He's like, well, let's go buy it. So we bought it, came back, chilled it. I drank it. It is still to date some of the best root beer I've ever had. It's Virgil's root beer. Has a very clean aftertaste, a little bit of a wintergreen, which off-putting for some. But it was amazing. And after that, I was like, well, this is out there and people are afraid to try it because of the cost. I want to be the person that tells them it's okay to try it. So the website started off being a, hey, try new things, but focused on soda. But if you can try a new thing in a soda, you can try something else new in life.
Yeah.
But that's why. Soda is very accessible.
Okay. Yes. You know, soda is very accessible, but, you know, we'll get into it a little bit later. There's a whole like subculture of soda that I think a lot of people are unaware of. We'll get into that a little bit later. What's the biggest misconception about soda that you think the like average person has?
Say a misconception. At this point, is that I think a lot of people still find diet soda or zero sugar soda has a stigma against it of it not tasting good. But a lot of zero sugar sodas these days are excellent, and in some cases to me better than the sugar full versions, like Mountain Dew Spark. The zero sugar version of Mountain Dew Spark is the better soda in my opinion.
Yeah You know, for a while there I was drinking zero sugar Dr. Pepper, and I
like it.
I don't see the difference in that one.
The flavor cuts off at the end for me on a zero sugar Dr. Pepper, you know, which is fine.
When you said that, as soon as you said it, I was like, you know what? He's right about that.
Yeah, the flavor cuts off, but you know what? You still get a lot of that good Dr. Pepper flavor in there. So it is. Oh, another misconception is that soda is for all the time. Soda's a treat. Like soda is a treat. You pair it maybe once a day. It's not an all the time thing. So that's one of those things. A lot of people are like, how are you drinking that much soda? I'm really not. I drink water most of the day. And then I'll drink a soda maybe once a day maybe.
All right. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to drink soda a lot. I used to gulp it down like cans and cans a day, and then as I got older, I like tried to cut back. I don't drink that much soda. People still like, oh, you drink soda? Like, yeah, I drink soda, but like not as much as I used to. I mean, I still drink a lot, probably more than most people do, but I don't drink as much as I used to. And so, all right, so yeah, zero sugar, and it's not an everyday treat, which is good. I mean, I don't think you should drink soda all the time either. I agree. What's the best soda you ever tried?
They don't make it anymore. It was called Reed's Spiced Apple Brew, and it was a soda that had almost an apple pie aftertaste to it. It was delicious. Another great one is, well, this one they make, but it's only in New Zealand. It is RC, a Royal Crown Draft Premium Cola. So like we have RC Cola over here, right?
Yep.
Often a joke, which is unfortunate because I think it's a really good cola.
I drank it growing up. I thought RC was just fine.
It's just fine. So in the 90s, they made this Royal Crown Draft Premium Cola over here, and it was tasty, but didn't connect. But this version is still made in New Zealand, and it is a cola so rich it almost tastes like chocolate. Like it's a wonderful cola. It just is very expensive to import over here.
Okay. Have you ever gotten sodas from overseas, like ordered them from overseas?
Yes. I recently did a four pack. It was $150. Thankfully, fueled all by donations. Cup of Noodle did a 50th anniversary of Cup of Noodle soda. Mm-hmm. And they had original Cup Noodle soda. They had seafood. They had curry. And they had, I think, spicy chili.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, there are so many types of sodas out there that people would be really surprised what they have. And, you know, talking about discontinued sodas, I know that this is not as crazy as sodas get, but one that I really liked was Vanilla Pepsi. And they don't really make those anymore. They have the new Nitro, which was... I like the Nitro. I think the original wasn't as flavorful. The vanilla was more flavorful, but it had a real smooth taste to it, I thought.
Oh, yeah. The nitrogen helped out I always feel pretentious when I say mouthfeel, but the nitrogen helped out the mouthfeel of that one. And Pepsi Vanilla, I saw for honestly the first time this year. I recently reviewed that.
Oh, really? And
yeah, it was. I found it at a 7-Eleven.
Mm. You know, the last time I had it, I bought it at 7-Eleven, but there's a 7-Eleven around my house, and they don't have it. But yeah, no, that was the like one of my favorite ones that I can't find anymore is Vanilla Pepsi. I really like that one. So we talked about, you know, what's the best soda you ever had. We talked about that discontinued one, the RC Cola from New Zealand, right? And I would love to try it one day if I ever get a chance. But what's the worst soda you ever had?
Okay, so let's see. I cannot think of the name of it. There is one that tastes like pine trees.
Okay.
It is literally, it's what is that name? I'll think of it later. There's plenty of gross ones. There's a whole line of called Lester's Fixins, which are flavors of things you would not normally make a soda. Like there's a sweet corn soda. There's a ranch soda. Ranch soda was pretty bad. It tastes like hydrogen peroxide. Sweet corn soda was nauseating. They also make some other ones. Malted sodas early in my reviewing period. I was not big on malted sodas. I would like to revisit those because it's been 14 years, but Malta Hatui was something I particularly did not like. I need to revisit it though, because I feel like my palate at the time was not what it is today. And Beverly, which is, you can sometimes find at World of Coke or at Epcot. It's a very bitter, I believe it's an aperitif, but it is not tasty by any means.
Okay. What makes them bad?
Usually, for the sweet corn, it's just kind of a mental thing. Mm-hmm. So like you don't like whenever you open a can of pineapple and you take out the pineapple, most people I know, they drink the juice.
Yeah.
You don't do that for corn.
No,
No, there's a reason you don't do that for corn. And picturing that lightly carbonated, that flavor is just, there's just some off-putting about it to where you don't want to experience it the more you drink it. The other ones are just bitter, or a bitter soda, which bitter has a place in soda, but that is not, just plain, just when it's just that much bitterness, it's not welcome.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, the bitter taste is odd. And speaking of bitter taste, this is like one of the first sodas, and I had it one time, and I've heard it's a bad taste, but it's one of the first sodas I think they thought it was good back like
that. Can I guess what you're going to say?
Please do.
Moxie.
Yep. You ever had it?
Yeah. We reviewed Moxie. Like someone said this tastes like, I didn't say this, but I love this description, carbonated tires.
Yeah, that's a good description of Moxie. Yeah. So I had always heard about it. Never looked it up or anything like that. I never had it. And I was at work one day, and a buddy of mine I was working with, he pulls out a Moxie. I was like, where'd you get that? He's like, you got to try it. I was like, all right. So he gives me a Moxie, and I drink it. And it's just
not. Is he from Maine?
No, he's from like Texas, I think.
It's the state drink of Maine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny that you said, because at that same job, I had a buddy that worked in, that was from Maine, but that's not who gave me the Moxie.
I'm surprised the guy from Texas could find it. That's Moxie is hard for me to find down here.
Yeah.
Well, that again, I'm not looking really hard for it, but.
Right. There you go. Yeah. But you have had it?
Oh yeah, early on. That was probably 2 or 3 years after the site started.
Okay, yeah. That one is a weird one for me. I didn't like that one, and I'm not the best connoisseur, so I'm not gonna sit here and tell you I've tried a lot, but I do enjoy just soda in general.
Yeah. So,
what are some? Because like I'm the type of guy. My wife will be like, say like it's weird, but like not just with sodas, but any kind of snacks. Like I like try new flavors, whatever. Like they just had that blueberry muffin Kit Kat, and so like I'll follow different accounts that like are up on the know about, you know, different like snacks, whatever. Right? What's new on soda? What's some of the best new sodas out right now? What's something that you anticipate coming out soon? Like what's good? What should somebody try?
So. The newest one that I'm aware of is Mountain Dew Purple Thunder, which just came out. It's only at Circle K's. It is a berry plum soda. Weirdly enough, I reviewed it this morning in my car because usually I do my reviews like on my lunch break at work. And but in this case, I was like, well, I know we're interviewing today, so I'm going to try and drink this soda this morning right before I get into work, which was a mistake. But it was good. It was interesting. I like what Pepsi does, what Mountain Dew and Pepsi do, which is they, I don't know if they're, I want to call it innovation, but they're not afraid to try something fun.
No, they're not.
Because like Major Melon came out. Major Melon's a permanent flavor. That's really good. I really like Major Melon. They have that Thrashed Apple with the Kroger line. Spark, I believe Spark is everywhere now. It used to be I want to say Speedway exclusive. But I really like what Mountain Dew does with that. Pepsi maple syrup came out not too long ago as an online a contest. That was really good. And I feel Pepsi. Like Coke, go ahead.
The Pepsi maple syrup?
Syrup, yep.
Yeah, I was actually about that one because it's like an IHOP thing, right? Like a collaboration between those two?
Yes, they collaborated. They sent me a can that came in like a big cardboard stack of pancakes and it had an IHOP syrup topper on the top of it.
Yeah.
So you could like pour it out like that. After I drank it, it was very sweet, but not overly so. Mm-hmm. After I drank it, a maple syrup museum reached out to me. I was like, hey, can we have the packaging for that?
Okay.
I will pay you for it. And I was like, you don't need to pay me. Just trade me some maple syrup. So we traded maple syrup and Pepsi packaging.
Okay.
But it seems like Coke is stepping up in that as well with their new creations line. We had Starlight a little while ago.
Yeah. You
know, and now we got Bite.
I can't find the regular one.
Regular Starlight?
The sugar-free Starlight. That's one I keep finding.
I'm guessing that they only have 6 month runs. Like it's gone after 6 months. So my guess is they're selling out what they have, their existing inventory, and the regular sugar probably is done.
Yeah.
And Bite will be available for probably, I don't know if it has a full 6 months. I know it's a limited run though.
I haven't heard about Bite. What flavor is Bite?
You want Starlight was space flavored.
Well, yeah, I remember Starlight was space flavored, which I don't know.
Bite is pixel flavored.
Okay.
It's like,
I feel
it's
like soda's already pixel flavored. That's what the carbonation is. It's like that's pixel, right?
Exactly. It's a zero sugar and it has like a raspberry taste to it.
Okay.
A raspberry cola, but I feel it's like a blue and red raspberry mix with cola.
Okay.
But I used to be kind of against like the nonsense flavor names like space and pixel, but
yeah,
it opens up conversations about the actual soda and the flavor that you think it is. So it makes sense from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah. What else is new? I know we kind of like diverge, but we were talking about what's new.
Oh, Bite is brand new. Purple Thunder is brand new. Those are the two newest for certain. I'm trying to think of another permanent flavor that's come out recently. Oh, that Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot.
It's like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
I'm not in the community, man. I have not even heard of this one.
So back in last September, they released it as an online exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess whenever I tried that, and they have since made it a little better for public consumption. They've tweaked the formula, a little more citrus, a little more sweetness. And now it's everywhere, like Walmarts and places like that. And it's Flamin' Hot. It's the Flamin' Hot Cheetos flavor compared with the Mountain Dew.
Okay.
You get the Dew flavor for certain, and then it burns the back of your throat like a ginger beer would.
Okay. Yeah. You're, so, you know, we're talking about Flamin' Hot soda, and we're talking about, all these different flavors. What, just soda in general, no specific flavor, but just soda in general, what's, in your opinion, what food goes best with soda?
I'm gonna say a hamburger, honestly.
Yeah,
Like,
cool.
yeah, hamburger and fries and a cola. It doesn't matter what
Yeah.
cola, that combo is a really good combo. I was gonna lean towards hot dog. It's nothing fancy. It's your ballpark food. I feel like a hot dog can go either way. Or if you got like a brat with some mustard on it, that might do it too. But definitely meat, bread, starch, soda.
I got you. Yeah, I mean that's classic, American barbecue type situation going on, right? Grilling in the back with a
And
soda.
really, that's with colas. Like, if I'm gonna get, say, like a strawberry, like a Fanta or something, I want chicken with a Fanta. That's my pairing. I love that. I pair, but I don't pair on like a on a on a on a bougie level. Like, it's just like, okay, this is where I'm going. This is what's gonna go well with it.
Why does Fanta go well with like
I don't know. I don't know about
chicken?
flavor. But like, if I pull up to Popeyes, I'm not ordering a Coke. I'm ordering a Fanta.
Yeah, strawberry Fanta.
Yeah, I mean, but like, they sell lemonade too, and lemonade goes with everything. So that's why I'm kind of avoiding lemonade, because lemonade's universal in my opinion. But no, I need some sugary nonsense with chicken. I love it.
What's your favorite Fanta? Hi. What's your favorite Fanta flavor? Say that three times
I am a sucker for, well, Fanta is actually strawberry, but
fast.
fruit sodas in general, grape. But I like a grape. I want the cheapest grape soda you can find. Like, I want it to be caustic. I want it to burn my throat with chemicals. I love, there used to be a soda called Mighty Grape that I had as a kid. I remember drinking it warm in a garage one day. I don't even know why it stuck out, but it was just, oh, it was great. I want a cheap grape soda. That's my favorite kind of grape soda, is a cheap one.
I like strawberry. Strawberry is good. I like grape too. I like pineapple.
Have you ever had, what can I think is big? It might be Big Pineapple. I know Big Red makes a Big Blue and a Big Peach. I'm trying to remember if they make
I
a
didn't
Big
know that.
Pineapple.
I know Big Red. I know about no Big Blue or Big Peach. I didn't know about
Yeah, I
that. All
think
right.
there's a Big Pineapple.
I
I'd have
like
to
peach
get
sodas
some.
too. Peach sodas are good too.
Peach sodas are good. The only reason I stay away from strawberry most of the time is it's really easy for strawberry to go too sweet. Like I said, I do like sugary nonsense, but to a point. I just gotta know I have to know that I'm gonna have that before I go into it.
Did you try and I haven't tried it, but I've seen it in the stores a few times. You try that dragon fruit Fanta?
Yes,
What
it
do
was
you
delicious.
think?
It's a zero sugar. I'm the last person to compare it to a dragon fruit. I think I've had dragon fruit once in my lifetime. And I'm sure it wasn't ripe, or one of those things like, oh, you buy at the grocery store, like, I'm gonna give this a shot. And then probably don't give it a good shot because you don't know what you're doing anyway. But the flavor of the soda was great. It was light, it was refreshing. Highly recommend that one as a zero sugar.
Yeah, good with chicken.
I don't know. I had it with a turkey sandwich.
This is me because I'm a big snacker. I like chips and soda. That's what is good for me. Like a
I
bag
like
of
a cheese
chips,
ball.
a cheese ball. Okay. I like
Yeah.
Ruffles. Like get some Ruffles with a soda. You got the crunch with it, then you got the carbonation. Like it's just, ah,
You
man.
French onion dip with that, or just straight chips?
Just straight chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ruffles are good. That's a good plain but salty chip.
Yeah. It's good. I've been eating that since I was a kid. My wife's like, you got a problem. I was like, chips and soda just go good together to
Oh
me.
yeah, no, there's
Come
a reason they're huge markets.
on. So we talked about some of those new flavors you got coming out. Which one do you suggest, like for sure, like try if you're gonna try any of them, if people were like, hey, what soda should new soda should I actually try? Which one's like if you try none of the other ones, at least try these two.
You know what? I would honestly say, it's out this year. I would say that Dragon Fruit Fanta. I'm happy you reminded me of that. It's an excellent soda. And then just for kicks, I would go that Flamin' Hot Mountain
Yeah.
Dew. Just try something crazy.
Where can you
Like,
find a
try
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew?
It's almost everywhere. Like, I think really? I got mine. I think I got mine at Kroger.
I haven't not seen it. Where are you?
Texas.
Texas? Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Houston.
All right. Yeah. I know some people in Houston. I got some people in Houston. I grew up in Louisiana. So I live in Washington now, but I grew up in Louisiana.
Now, Louisiana's got what? Abita?
Abita? I don't know.
Abita root beer.
Oh, see, I grew up drinking, and this is pretty popular. I don't know if it was popular when I was a kid, but I know it's pretty popular now. But I grew up drinking Barks root beer.
Oh, root beer? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's Coke.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Tell me something.
When's the last time you saw a root beer advertisement?
I haven't seen a Barks. I remember they hate to have Barks root beer commercials. And I remember seeing them when I was a kid. Barks has bite. And yeah. I have not seen those in years.
They advertise. I mean, you get the occasional Fanta advertisement. You get definite cola. You get definite lemon lime. Yeah, want a Fanta. You get definite lemon lime. But you get Dr. Pepper. You don't get any. No one advertises root beer.
Yeah.
All three of the big ones have it.
Was it Mug and then A&W? Yeah. I see commercials for those. Huh? But they're everywhere you go.
I have no idea why. That's so weird to me.
The name speaks for itself. You know what you mean.
I guess so.
Look. Speaking of me being from Louisiana and you're from Texas, you know, yeah. I grew up drinking Faygo and Big Shot. Are you familiar with those brands?
I was on a jury once, and there was a woman there from Louisiana, and she was like, "You got to try Big Shot."
Yeah, Big Shot.
And so she brought me a Big Shot to try. Big Shot. I remember which one it was. This was probably in 2010. So I remember being good though.
Yeah, Big Shot's good. Faygo's good. I grew up in North Louisiana, and I think Big Shot's like big in South Louisiana, like around New Orleans. But so Big Shot and Faygo were the ones. Like, you go to the corner store, get a soda, like the cream is clear, the cream Faygo. Man, I love it. If I see, I can never find it anywhere. I used to live in Vegas. That's where I met my wife. And the Total Wine used to sell Faygo there. And uh-huh. I go to the Total Wine here in my house. I'm like, near my house. I'm like, yeah, I got Faygo. And it's like, we don't even know what you're talking about, man. But I diverge. The point why I bring that up. So, you know, I grew up drinking Faygo Big Shot. Like I said, I live here in Washington now, and we have Bedford's. Bedford's is like a big in this state as far as like, you know, local sodas go. Those are brands most people don't know, right? If I go to Iowa and I say, hey, can I have a Faygo? They're probably not going to know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
If I go to Nevada, like, hey, can I have a Bedford's? They're not going to know what I'm talking about. What are some soda brands that you would suggest that aren't named household names? Like,
oh,
they're good, but like most people don't even know about these.
Can they be local to me?
Yeah, it can be local to you, whatever. Okay.
There's a fairly new soda brand in Texas called Southside Craft Soda.
Okay.
And they have one called Texacola, and it is a citrus cola, mm-hmm. which is not a combo you often see, and it works out very well. They have one called Root Bear. It's spelled B-E-X-A-R, which is a county in Texas. It is a root beer made with mesquite bean. So it has a barbecue aftertaste to it, which works surprisingly well. And they have another one called Beeville, which is a clove, honey, vanilla, lemon soda. And it's one of the best sodas I've honestly ever had.
Clove, honey?
Yeah, it's cloves and honey and vanilla.
Close, honey, but okay.
It is fantastic. Like, whenever I did the review for it and I took my first sip, I just started laughing because of how good it was. It was amazing. There's another around here called Boots Beverages.
Mm-hmm.
They're based in Bryan, near Bryan College Station.
I know College Station, and I know Bryan.
I've been
a few times.
Oh, for Texas A&M stuff?
Yeah, Texas A&M stuff, yeah.
Are we pro or against Texas A&M right now?
I'm neither. So I would
lose. Okay. Neither's fine. I'm pro. I like them. I went to school there for a couple of years, so they brainwashed me pretty good.
They had a conference at Texas A&M. That's why I went to College Station. They had a conference there, and it was at there. So it was in College Station. That's why I went and had some fun there.
Yeah. They make Boots Beverages down in Bryan, and Boots has a good bunch of interesting lineup. They got like Dewberry, which is pretty Texas, and like some Red Hot Cinnamon Soda. And it's kind of like local flavors, but I'd say they're more sugar than flavor, but they're still pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. No. Any other there aren't local to you that you think people should try?
I bet not enough people This is available everywhere for the most part, but I bet not enough people try Jarritos.
Okay, you know, like, I think I know what brand that is. They have like the fruit flavors, right?
Yes, and there's a cola. They got one called Mexican Cola, and then it is one of the best colas out there.
You know, there's a website like Sullivan's or something like that. I forget what it's called, and I was on there before we started. Before I linked up with you on Zoom, we were talking about it, and I saw it was Mexican Cola, and I like Mexican Coke. I think it's better than regular. Yeah. And if ever I see it, I will get it. And so I was like, I would love if they have a cola that's Mexican that's not Coke just to try. And so I saw that and I was like, maybe I'll order it. But
Jarritos Mexican Cola is better than Mexican Coke.
Okay.
It's a richer flavor to me.
Okay. Yeah. No, you know.
People definitely need to try Jarritos.
Okay. Yeah. I will try it. And I've had it before, but I've had like the pineapple and the orange. I didn't know they had a cola.
Most people don't. It's not one that's advertised a lot. Their lime is one of my favorites as well.
Okay. All right. And that's one of those things you don't see a commercial for.
No, you don't. They're just in the store for 69 or 79 cents a bottle, and that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I'll take a Jarritos over almost anything when it's a by-bottle basis.
Yeah, yeah. Bottle sodas are really good. Like I said, the Mexican Coke's really good. That's the one that's one I've tried, and I have to try this Jarritos one. But yeah, you go to like a hole in the wall. I don't know if you know familiar with that phrase. It's just like sorry, this is acting weird. We're gonna have to try again. Sorry. Yeah, you go to like these little local places and they'll have these like sodas like that. They're really good, but you haven't really heard of anywhere else. And yeah, I think they're really good is the point.
Oh yeah, you want that. There used to be a place over here called Philly. And it was an old Philly cheesesteak place. But they used like Church's chicken bags and they had like a Quiznos sign out front. Like it was a restaurant pieced together and they had a fountain machine and they sold birch beer on it. And birch beer is not something you usually see on a fountain. Mm-hmm. And then, so I went back to it. And when I went back, it was taped over with paper and it just said Pibbs, which I assume was Mr. Pibb. Mm-hmm. And then I went back again and it said Diet Dr. Paper. And I absolutely loved reading the words Diet Dr. Paper. And, but yeah, that place is unfortunately closed since then.
Dr. Pibb, I forget what it's called. But that's one that's kind of, I don't see that anymore. I used to see it a lot.
Oh, Pibb Extra. As well, people still, okay, this is crazy to me. People still call it Mr. Pibb.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't been called that in almost 20 years. It's been called Pibb Extra since 2003.
Okay.
But no one says Pibb Extra.
Yeah, I haven't seen it though since. Even this Pibb Extra, I haven't seen.
Really?
Why they changed the name, you know?
They were trying to, back then it was like they were trying to compete with, make things a little more extreme, had a little more cinnamon taste to it, a little more caffeine.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So, speaking of sodas, you know, we've been talking about a lot of flavors, right? But earlier we talked about Pepsi Nitro.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm trying to curious, what brand of soda is doing the most experimentation, not just in the flavor department, just all around? Like they're trying different ways to make soda, maybe trying crazy flavors. Like who's doing the most experimentation when it comes to soda?
That's hands down Pepsi.
Yeah.
Because underneath Pepsi, you have Mountain Dew. Like Mountain Dew, I mean, that's under Pepsi as well. And I mean, recently Pepsi alone, like you said, they had the Nitro. Last year, they had their Pepsi Soda Shop brand of sodas.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah,
one was good, one was not.
That's how I remember it also.
Yep. That one tasted like chapstick, and the other one was like nice, a good cream soda cola.
Mm-hmm.
They bring out Crystal. They roll out Crystal Pepsi every now and again, just to, I guess, appease people. I'm not sure why.
I think they had it last year, I think.
They recently had a contest this year.
Okay.
That you could win six. I have five Crystal Pepsis at my house that I don't know if I'm going to drink them. I guess I will. I like it.
I've never had Crystal Pepsi. I don't know if it tastes any different from regular Pepsi.
It does. It tastes like it's clear. It's a cola. It's fine. Uh-huh. People love it, though. I guess just because of the clear cola aspect of it. It's the first soda I ever remember drinking. But it's definitely Pepsi. Mountain Dew with all their different flavors. I mean, how many Mountain Dew flavors do you think I've had? I'm going to count. Okay. So Mountain Dew and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar would be two.
Okay. 36.
You're close. It's 38.
Hey.
It's pretty good. Most people guess low. That's good. But like that to me is just like, hey, let's try some stuff out. And I really like that about Pepsi. But they have that whole Frito-Lay brand that they can. The other day they were joking online. Oh, they brought out a Pepsi Cracker Jack. That was last year. As a combination of Pepsis and Cracker Jacks.
You keep reminding, yeah, I remember seeing that online. I never saw it in the store, but I remember seeing it online. I kind of thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was real.
It was real. Pepsi does a lot of stuff where, hey, tweet this picture with these hashtags you're putting to a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
For Pepsi Cracker Jack, you had to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and then hashtags on it.
Yeah.
And I somehow got one of those.
There you go.
It's not my proudest moment, but
yeah. How was the soda?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not nothing. There's very few sodas that I would consider daily drinkers, like something that you could just go back to every day. Yeah. 7-Up, sure. Dr. Pepper, sure. Some of those Southside craft sodas, yeah. But when you get to stuff like Pepsi Cracker Jack, that's like, let me try this. Oh, this is fun. Maybe I'll have one more. Yeah.
It's fun.
Chocolate Dr. Pepper is kind of like that.
Okay. All right. Chocolate Dr. Pepper. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. You're talking about, you know, like a Cracker Jack or a chocolate, right? And that's like you said, it's fun to try, right? But it's not like your everyday soda. What's a good everyday, like if you just need a soda to go with like your hamburger, right? And fries, what's a good soda just like every time, like this is like your go-to?
You can't go wrong with Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is the best version of any Dr. Pepper. It's one of the few things that like, you're not beating it. There was a soda 13 years ago called Doc Zola. And it was the only Dr. Pepper like soda that I thought was better than Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
But it doesn't exist anymore. So Dr. Pepper is still absolute the king in that department. I am Texan. I am biased towards Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
You know, growing up, people always be like, oh, Coke or Pepsi, Coke or Pepsi. And I was always like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. That's
I mean, I don't drink as much as I used to. They say your taste buds change. I've been leaning more towards Pepsi lately. I don't know why.
Same here. Actually,
I've been leaning more towards Pepsi, but growing up for sure. Everybody was like, oh, I want a Coke. I want a Pepsi. I'm like, give me a Dr. Pepper. I'm a Pepper.
Yeah. I'm a Pepper. I went to Taco Bell the other day to go back to your comment. And I was like, you know what? Just give me a Pepsi. Cause normally I'll get like a Baja Blast or I won't get anything. I'll get some water at home. But I was, give me a Pepsi. And I'd had a Pepsi for the first time in a long time. And I was like, man, that's good. That's like different in a very good way. There's a sweetness to it. We still got a little bit of that bite.
It does. Yeah. As opposed to like, not trying to pit people against each other, but I mean, the classic debate, as opposed to like a Coke, it's like a little bit harsher and a little bit drier almost. And it's not as sweet.
Absolutely. That's why I like RC Cola. It's kind of a middle ground between those two.
I haven't had an RC Cola in a long time. Last time I had RC Cola was probably about 4 years ago, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't had it in a long time.
You ever put peanuts in a Coke?
No.
Is
that a thing?
Like a 20? Oh, yeah. It's a. How long were you in Louisiana?
I grew up there 20-something years. Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised. It's definitely an East Texas thing, and I figure from Nacogdoches to Natchitoches isn't that far.
Yeah, I grew up 45 minutes from Natchitoches.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got family all over Nacogdoches. So you take like a 20-ounce Coke, take a swig of Coke, then you get one of those, like those sleeves of peanuts you can find at like a gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
Just dump it in there.
What's the flavor?
Then you're drinking Coke and eating peanuts, same time, one movement. Oh, no, it's not some like amazing recipe.
Okay.
It's just like you got your snack and your drink in one movement.
All right, I'm gonna have to try that. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll it's see. Not bad. You can be at what, $3 if it's bad?
Yeah. So yeah, no, I haven't tried the peanuts and soda. Is it you use Coke or you use any Coke?
You're supposed to use Coke.
Okay. All right.
That's the proper Southern way, as they say. But you can probably use any cola. I'd go. I don't know that I'd go as sweet as Pepsi, but it's not gonna be bad. Like I said, it's not gonna be awful.
Okay. So I think we said that Pepsi's doing the most, but you said most experimentation is through Mountain Dew, right?
Which is, yeah, but still a PepsiCo brand.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. So we talked about earlier, we talked about like the local sodas that you have, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I talked about some of the ones up here and then, you know, Faygo, when I grew up. And I'm aware that there are craft sodas. I know a lot of people know about craft beers, right? They know about craft beers and like people home brewing beer, but and I'm vaguely aware of it because I'm not tapped in, but I know that there are craft sodas and there are people who homebrew soda, right? So as a consumer, how do I tap into this craft brew soda, this homebrew? How do I get into, if I want to try these sodas that people are making that are kind of under the radar, what do I do to like tap into that market?
Well, you're going to have to try something new. You're going to have to go to the grocery store and avoid 95% of the row. Like usually the grocery stores around here, it's mostly, you know, all the products that, you know, but there's a little section at the end and it's little bottles of, usually glass bottles of, sometimes you see Virgil's or Reed's or Cock and Bull or Jones, things like that. And in that area is where you're going to find your craft sodas. Or sometimes your more local sodas. You might have to go to, they have Ace Hardware's out there?
Yeah, I have them around here somewhere. Yeah.
What's weird is I find a lot of craft sodas at Ace Hardware's.
Okay.
Like the Ace Hardware's around me have coolers in them that have a bunch of random sodas. Gas stations, another good way. You're going to find stuff at gas stations that you're not going to find other places.
Gas stations are not necessarily for craft sodas, but I have, whenever like Pepsi or Coke has a new soda, I have to go to gas stations. I can't, if I go to like a Walmart or whatever, they rarely have them.
Hmm.
I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just a here thing. I don't know.
It's really, you're going to stumble upon it by always trying something new. Mm-hmm. Like if you go someplace and they don't have a craft soda, still grab one you've never had and try that. You don't have to be super adventurous and get the Flamin' Hot, like I suggested earlier.
Yeah.
But if there's like a Pig Iron Cola there, mm-hmm. Get it, because Pig Iron Cola is good.
Okay. I haven't tried Pig Iron Cola.
It's hard to find.
Is there a place online to, like, if I want to explore more than just what my local area has, is there a place online that can be like, hey, yeah, you can order all these crazy soda
brands? Yes. Yeah. Shipping soda is expensive. Okay. Because it's heavy and fragile. Yeah. But there are two, Rocket Fizz.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Fizz is a chain of soda shops. Like they sell bottled soda. They're all over America. If there's one near you, that's a great place to go or order from. Okay. The in my mind, mecca of soda is Galco's Soda Pop Shop.
Galco?
Galco's, which is in Los Angeles.
Okay, really.
It's a tiny, we went to LA this past December, amusingly enough, for a BTS concert. And I made sure that we went to Galco's because I'd never been there before. And I probably freaked out the guy because the guy who owns the place, I treated him like a celebrity. And he's like, who is this weirdo who I've never heard of talking to me like this? But it is it's like three or four full rows of just soda. But you can order online from Galco's Soda Pop Shop as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And they will give you, if you email them, they'll give you recommendations.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember there was a show when I was a kid that, do you remember, what's that show on Nickelodeon? The one, where they were getting the slime, they had to compete in the
Double Dare?
Double Dare. Yeah. So the guy who hosted that show, I can't think of his name.
Mark
Summers.
Summers.
Yeah. He had a show on, this is, I'm going out kind of like
Good Eats
around the way. He had this show on Food Network, Good Eats.
Yep.
And he had his
we're gonna get to Kevin Bacon eventually.
He had that episode, he had an episode on that show about soda. And I remember he was just talking about this, like this store. I don't know if it was Galco's or what it was, but some store. It was just like a warehouse, and you could just go in. And just like the most, the craziest sodas in existence were there at that store.
Usually, yeah. When someone's talking about soda and like long and like any kind of selling it, it's that place.
Yeah.
Do you know what Mental Floss is?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mental Floss podcast, they had a sister podcast for a bit, and there's two people running it, and they reached out to me and they're like, hey, we want you for our podcast on soda. And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
And then he came back, was like, no, my partner found somebody else. We're going to use them. And I was bummed because I was like, and then I was like, you know what, who'd they pick over me? Like I was a little jaded. And they picked the guy from Galco's, and I'm like, no, they got a better guy. Like that dude, they made the right choice. Good on them. They got the real soda star there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, they asked you to be on the podcast. You were talking about, you know, people send you sodas. Like, are you pretty well known in the soda community?
No, I bet I'm not. Yeah. So people randomly find me. Like
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, like you did. It's kind of how it happens, to be honest with you. There was a guy from Sweden who was doing his final video project for a film festival, like his thesis, and it was about choice, and it was called The Perfect Soda. And he found me, and at the time, the guy was working with me, and interview was just for part of his documentary. Mm-hmm. And then that was shown in, I've been on Swedish TV, which is crazy to me. And that was shown in Sweden and a few film festivals here in the States.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever you're watching, do you watch documentaries at all?
Yeah, I watch documentaries.
Sometimes when you see like the trailer for it, you have like the weirdos of the documentary. We were definitely the weirdos of the documentary. Like we bookend the trailer for The Perfect Soda. We're the strange people. I had an airport reach out to me about what sodas they should stock. Okay. There was a man in who supplies sodas to Australia. He's like, I need some good Mexican sodas to send to Australia. It can't be Doritos and it can't be owned by Coke. What do you got for me? What can I send them? And when you take away Doritos and Coke, you take away a lot of soda.
Yeah.
But I found some called Bujo, which I've never had, but because he's going to send them to some Mexican restaurants in Australia, which is a concept in itself. I'd love to have Mexican food in Australia just to see what that tastes like. Yeah. But he was like, I may have to restart a soda line to send over there myself because that might be cheaper. But yeah, I get people reach out to me on occasion and they just, here's this thing, here's this crazy. The Canadian Broadcasting Company, the CBC, they reached out to me about Canada Dry was in a lawsuit for having made with real ginger on the side of the can.
Okay.
And so I was on a radio program on the CBC talking about if I thought that was legal or not and what they could possibly be. And it's not frequent, but when it happens, it is bizarre and a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like fun. I mean, especially, you know, it's something you enjoy. So, you know, get to talk about it and drink soda. I mean, that's probably like one of the best things, right?
It is. The reason I don't think I'm recognized is because soda is so universal. So many people are drinking it. I mean, what percentage of people who are drinking soda are looking up stuff for soda though? It's probably not even 1%.
Right.
And a lot of the influencers that do soda do other things too. Like, I don't know that there's someone out there just doing soda. Like, that's all I got. I'm soda. and I don't have a huge audience that like follows me or anything. I got a loyal group that does, and I'm very happy for them. But with a lot of influencer stuff, it's like, oh, this influencer who's on Fortnite, or this influencer who's known for this, they're trying out this new brand of chips today. And you're like, whoa, the chips. And so that's kind of how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we're talking about levels of, you know, being known. I think you're doing pretty good.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah. What's going, like, what do you have new going forward with the Soda Jerk?
Let's see.
Which is a great, by the way.
What's that? Oh, thank you. It's a reference back in college, but it works out so it fits it perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think. So for me, it's all about getting new sodas and posting regularly. I have 15 on deck right now, which in the past would completely overwhelm me.
What they are?
I can tell you some of them because I'll remember them. Yeah. There's a Sprite Limonade. There's one that's grass flavored. There's Purple Thunder should be posted tomorrow. Double Cola sent me a bunch of stuff, so I should have a Jumbo Peach soda flavor coming up fairly soon. In the past, though, if I'd been 15 deep, I'd been overwhelmed and I would have stopped posting.
Yeah,
because it just gets to be too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get my way through that. I would like to eventually take a room in my house specifically for shooting reviews. I do a lot of the reviews in my car because I got a couple kids. I got no time at home. So usually I'm doing reviews in my car. Yeah. It's trying to get that production value up at the same time, keeping it mobile.
I feel your pain because I've been doing this podcast for over a year. This is my second season. And I normally record my phone in my closet. That's where I normally record. And as you can see now, I'm not in my closet. My wife bought me a speaker. And so I'm using this speaker now. So you're actually the first guest I'm ever recording with Zoom and with a speaker.
Hot dog.
And so, you know, I'm hoping that the audio quality will be better. People will reach out to me like, I can't hear you. I'm like, I'm doing the best I can. I'm in a closet with my phone. But, hopefully now I got the speaker. It's a really nice speaker my wife bought me. I think she bought it for my birthday last year. And I finally figured out how to use it. I know that sounds horrible. I had it for so long.
I got you.
I figured out how to use it.
You can hook a Blue Yeti mic up to a phone.
You can't hook a Blue. You can. I take that back. You can. And I have the piece to do it, but the system I was using to record wouldn't allow me to do it. So then it was the only system I knew how to use. And I was like, well, I guess I can't use it. But then somebody reached out and was like, hey, you know, you can use this, that, and the other. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then,
I used to be overwhelmed when I did the written reviews because they would take me a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to continue this hobby. How can I do that? And I have to be able to open a soda, record it, and post it within 30 minutes. Like the fact that I can do that in 30 minutes is what keeps me kind of going. And yeah. I don't post review, but I will do part of that. And then I'll go home and do the rest of that. So yeah. I keep it very simple for myself in that regard. It's in terms of moving stuff along, there's not going to be a lot of real innovation. I have a lot of good ideas of like things I want to do with the site, but currently no way of finding the time to implement it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Especially when you do things like this as a hobby, I think. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not posting this month because I didn't have time. But so I absolutely get that.
That's life.
Do you have a YouTube channel or anything like that?
Yeah, the Soda Jerk.
Okay. You know, so I found you on Twitter and I went to your Twitter and then I clicked your link and where I can read them. So I didn't know you had a YouTube one.
Yes, I usually I link to the site because when I link to YouTube, I don't get a thumbnail of the video. If I link to the site, I get a thumbnail for the video to appear. And either way, they will watch the video, so I'm happy with that. YouTube has been growing well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much focused on Twitter and YouTube. I think on Twitter, I'm actually the Soda Jerks. A lot of places you'll find me as the Soda Jerks. Because that's what we used to be. Maybe this past year or a little longer, the other guy hadn't done anything in over 10 years, probably.
Okay.
Which is fine. Like I said, life. And I was like, I want to rebrand this. I want to make me the Soda Jerk. Like I'm the guy.
Yeah.
And so I got a artist in Sweden to do a new logo for me, which is the iguana with the art around it. And that's been, I really like the way it's going. Like I said, I still want to adjust things, make things a little better.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this thing, right? And this may be specific to me and people I'm around because, you know, as we talk, I get a feeling that maybe your experience won't be the same, but you can get soda at every fast food chain that you go to, right? You can get them at every convenience store, right? But yeah, I wonder, this is again from my experience, have we moved past soda as a society? Because I remember growing up and it was like kids drank soda, right? They drink it all the time. But now I talk to people my age, they're like, oh, I don't drink soda, I don't touch that stuff. I don't let my kids drink soda, things like that. Is soda getting to a point where like it's not even going to be relevant anymore, do you think?
No, I agree with you though. Like my kids hate soda. Like they'll try something. I don't give my kids soda, but
I don't give
if
my
I'm
kids
drinking
soda
something they
either.
want to try, yeah, no. But yeah, no. You said that when I was a kid, I was like chugging Mountain Dew. Like it was just. But the beverage space in general has diversified greatly. Like there's all kinds of like, it's not just Capri Sun. Now you got like Honest Kids and Apple and Eve or whatever, and all this other stuff. But I think the soda market is still. It's still thriving. It's a huge business. It'll be interesting to see over the years if it continues to be, because I don't, when our kids are adults, I'll be curious to see where it is. But I don't think it's like when I was a kid, like smoking, not to compare it to something, I mean, neither are healthy, but
I get where you're coming from, though. Yeah, it used to be really
there's a
common.
lot less
Now,
people that smoke now than when I was a kid. How old are you?
I am 33.
Okay, I'm 40.
Okay.
So we both kind of grew up with smoking becoming like you watched it. It was a known thing, and it just kind of slowly the younger group grew up and they don't smoke as much. I'm curious if soda will be the same way. And but at the same time, soda seems to be protecting against that with like, oh, well, here's zero sugar. We got options for you. You don't want this? Here's zero sugar. Or there's a brand in Oregon called Hot Lips. And their ingredients are like lemon juice, apple juice, carbonated water, sugar.
Okay. Was it Hot Lips?
Hot Lips.
Okay, I might try
It's
that.
a pizza company that also sells soda.
Okay. What's okay? Is a pizza company also Hot Lips?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I agree. Like I said, my kids don't drink soda. I think the times my kids have drink soda, I think one Halloween we did like these Halloween drinks and it required Sprite, so we let them drink that, right? Or like every now and then, like I took them to the movies the other day and I was like, you can have a sip of daddy soda. I had like Pepsi, right? I had no a sip, but like I don't let, like, here's a can of Coke, you can drink that. So I'm like, I'm not letting my kid do that, because I think as a kid I drink a lot of it, like way too much, and I'm like, I don't want my kids to feel like that,
I
because
also don't want my child caffeinated.
right.
My kid's crazy enough without caffeine. I don't need a caffeinated child.
Yeah, I agree. My kids are crazy without caffeine.
Yeah.
But even as an adult, right? Your kid self still lives in you. Sometimes I'll get like that kid me saying, go get a soda.
I guess
Go
so.
get one. Yeah, go get one. I was like,
I
no,
was
I
same
need
thing.
to
I
drink
want.
water today. He's like, no, you can get a soda.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Same thing goes through my mind.
I'm trying to protect them from that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It may be this thing, where it's just like, I don't want to say niche, but like these things only certain people do, and it's not like, as big as it used to be, but not dead, if that makes sense.
You're right. But as I said before, like the craft scene is growing. So there's. While some of it may seem to be going down, there's still new entries in the market. I mean, when we were kids, there was what, one Mountain Dew?
Yeah, there was one
And
mountain.
now they're confident enough to have probably, I'm going to guess 12 right now out.
Soda, man. I even saying all that stuff, I love soda. I love drinking it.
It's great.
And so I asked this. I don't know if you had a t I know I sent you the link before we started. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to any of the episodes, but I asked everybody this question at the end. Ask everybody this.
Okay.
What's the title of your autobiography?
Oh.
Hey.
I wish I got into the end of that donut episode. I was like, let me get a feel for this. It's man, no, that's boring. Oh my God. It is really hard for me not to just fall back and be like soda jerk.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
My title works out pretty well for it there.
Yeah.
I'm so much more than that though, which is the only reason it's hard for me not to,
right.
to go that way. Sorry, you got me speechless. Which is great for an audio listener. You love that. You want that silence in there. You want the audio listener to be like, did it stop?
Did audio cut out?
Yeah. Did it cut out? Oh no, he's just being very indecisive right now. To not have audio drop out, we're just gonna go. We're just gonna say, soda jerk.
A soda jerk.
Yeah.
An alternative, the carbonated life.
The carbonated life?
Yeah.
It's nice. For a second there, we were trying to figure out what to name our fans, and we were like, let's call them the Carbonation.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Carbonation. It is. It starts sounding kind of weirdly cult like after a while there. You're like, hello, Carbonation.
So the next part, I know you say you didn't get to the end of the donut episode, but the next part is, and I didn't name it this, and I say this on every episode just because I like it, but it's called The Shameless Plug.
Okay.
Let everybody know where they can find you, you know, what you're doing, anything you want to do. Let everybody know right now, hey, this is what we're doing.
It's simple. What I do is I review sodas, and you can go to thesodajerk.net and find over 960 reviews.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, no, pretty good. It's the best. Don't know, pretty good. 960 reviews. I have personally reviewed 720 of those sodas.
Okay.
Some of those are fan reviews, and some of those are just older reviews. But we have everything from Alm Doodler to Zuber Fizz and everything in between. If there's a soda you think I should try that I haven't tried, tell me. I'll try it. If you want to go one step further, go to coffee.com, which is ko-fi.com/thesodajerk. You can donate $2 there if you want.
Okay.
Or more. If you don't want to donate, that's fine too. We don't operate on ads. We operate on donations. This is a hobby of love. It's all my money going into it.
I say the same thing about my podcast. There's no commercial.
Yeah, if you want to bring it in. I'm going to do it regardless. But I'm grateful for anybody that watches or helps or shares or whatever. On Twitter, I'm at the Soda Jerks. I have Facebook and Instagram too, but that's those YouTube and the website and Twitter. Those are my three. Those are my main three.
Okay, there you go. Hey,
if you need a soda review, that's where you go.
That's where you go. The Soda Jerk. Hey, if you want to try a new soda, go to the Soda Jerk.
TheSodaJerk.net.
I appreciate you coming on here so much. I really appreciate it. You know, this was really fun. I had a good time. This is the first time I could see me, but you can see that I was laughing and smiling the whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
So I really had a good time. I appreciate you coming on here, man.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. I'll talk about sodas to anybody, anytime. I'll talk about anything and anybody, anytime, anyway. I love just conversation in general.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye. I want to thank you for listening. Please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and share this podcast on social media. It helps. Follow us on Twitter at Ordinary Show Pod. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest, please email us at theordinaryshowpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, I'd like to remind you, there's nothing wrong with being ordinary. Some of the best people I know are ordinary.